James 2-1 Cup exit, but a frustrating afternoon, I think, based on decisions that you thought you maybe could have had.
Oh yeah, I did. First thing I want to say, I did want to take away for Huntley. I thought they played some good stuff in a really, really difficult pitch, and a massive, massive credit to the volunteers and the staff at the Huntley for getting the game on. They did an incredible job, and I thought it was a really entertaining game during the conditions. So fair play to Huntley. However, I have to say, it probably is one of the worst display I've seen for officials in all my time in the Highland League. I think they made decisions quickly without giving themselves time to think. And I appreciate they've got a really, really difficult job, but I think if they would just maybe give themselves a wee bit more time to mark decisions, they would get them more right than wrong. I think we had two Stonewall penalties in the first half. I think even Robin Duncanson thinks his goal was miles offside. He stopped playing before he hits it in. And to be fair, I don't think the penalty we've got in the last kick of the game is a penalty either. So very disappointing aspect. But we'll move on. We've been a good run. And these things happen in football. Sometimes you're going to get decisions you need. But you've just got to dust yourselves down and get on with it. And that's what we'll do.
And right after Huntley went 2-1 up, you've lost a man.
That's another thing. How we can give that as a sending off is beyond me. I'm not disputing it's near foul. It's about 40 yards for goal, I'd say. The boy's played it by Brian and has gone into a wide area. He's not even gone straight through in goals. I think his linesman wants to speak to him to help him mark the decision, and he's just ignored that and made the decision himself, which I didn't understand. So, as you said, very frustrated.
You had a chance in the last minute, but John Farker had guessed right and Campbell went the same side again. And that's the difference in going for extra time to being out of the cup.
Absolutely. And blaming Paul at all. He was big enough to step up there and take the penalty. Keeper's guess right, made a good save. But alongside that, within 2 1-on-1s, Willie West went through, missed. Aidan Combe, last kick of the game, is through 1-on-1 inside his 6-yard box. He's got a roll in the corner and he's miscued it and the keeper saved it. So I think over a piece, I don't think there was much between the teams at all. I think probably chances, we probably had more chances. But again, like I said, I went to Nenawafe, Andy and Tom, they've came here and they've done a really good job so far. So again, it's nice sure grapes, I'm just trying to be honest. But like I say, I'm very frustrated by the officials.